Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
2020 ends with record COVID numbers.
We need to continue to wear the face mask, and we need to do it better.
A New Year's Eve like no other.
There are absolutely no spectators allowed in Times Square.
Nasty weather ushers out the old year.
We have a 2,000-mile run of precipitation anywhere from Burlington, Vermont, all the way into Texas.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Church bells tolled across the country to honor the more than 342,000 Americans who died from COVID-19. Yesterday set a new record for daily deaths. As of this morning, more than 2.7 million people in the U.S. have been vaccinated, despite the Trump administration's hope to have 20 million inoculated by today. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is in Miami, where people 65 and over have started lining up.
Demand for the coronavirus vaccine is surging across Florida. In Orlando, a massive line of cars wrapped around the convention center. In Lee County, seniors camped out overnight.
I'm scared, that's why, and I'm going to be free.
Dr. Aldo Calvo told us this Broward County site is booked through February.
We had 100,000 calls in less than 24 hours requesting appointments for vaccination. 30,000 email requests.
Federal officials acknowledged more needs to be done to get shots into arms. They also noted vaccination efforts are still in the early stages.
Essentially, it's pinned just 12 days. There's two holidays. There's been three major snowstorms, and I believe that uptake will increase significantly as we go forward.
A worker at a medical facility in Grafton, Wisconsin, has been fired for deliberately destroying more than 500 doses of the Moderna vaccine. Aurora says the ex-employee admitted to taking 57 vials from a pharmacy refrigerator Saturday and leaving them out overnight. The company initially blamed the incident on unintended human error. The CDC says the new COVID variant that's been detected in Colorado and California does not appear to be more deadly. KFMB-TV's Brandon Lewis is in San Diego.
There is significant evidence that it does spread considerably faster, that it is much more contagious.
County officials announced California's first case of the UK strain of coronavirus was found by scientists at Scripps Research.
We know there's more. We don't know how many.
The county's first case is not in the hospital. One person within his household also tested positive, and another is asymptomatic. Tracers say he spent limited time outside his home and didn't recently travel, so it's not known where he contracted the virus.
The variant is raging overseas, where tough new restrictions have just kicked in.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Three quarters of England's population now under virtual lockdown. 20 million people given just a day's notice that even modest New Year's celebrations were canceled. All non-essential businesses are closed, all indoor socializing banned, and outdoor socializing limited to one other person.
In New Zealand, 2021 has already arrived. Fireworks lit up the sky over Auckland. It'll be hours before a muted celebration features a ball drop in New York's Times Square. WCBS-TV's Ali Bauman.
By the time it drops, the area will be closed to the public.
We'll enjoy it at home and we'll just watch it on TV.
It's going to be such a different thing.
The NYPD will have about 80% fewer officers guarding the area than years past.
We're going to have teams working up and down those blocks. Anyone that starts to gather, they're going to be told to move along.
The only spectators who will be allowed, about 40 local frontline workers.
I'm really happy to be here as one of the select few who get to kick 2020 out the door.
For the first time in years, Pope Francis is skipping New Year's Eve and New Year's Day services. The Vatican says he's suffering from a painful flare-up of sciatica. President Trump is skipping a New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago and heading back to Washington. He's calling for protests when Congress meets next week to accept President-elect Biden's Electoral College victory. correspondent Paula Reed.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley's expected vote against certification would only delay the confirmation of President-elect Biden, set to begin January 6th.
You've got 74 million Americans who feel disenfranchised, who feel like their vote doesn't matter. And this is the one opportunity that I have as a United States senator to stand up and say something.
President Trump has repeatedly suggested the traditional certification process is his last chance to reverse the election results.
2020 comes to a close with a stretch of severe weather. This driver hit a median on iced over I-94 in Fargo, North Dakota.
I've always said, you know, don't overcorrect. But in this situation, that's exactly what I did. I overcorrected.
A winter storm could dump more than a foot of snow across parts of Texas and Oklahoma. A rare December tornado outbreak is possible in Louisiana and Mississippi this afternoon. The country's most prolific serial killer has died in prison in California. Samuel Little was serving three consecutive life sentences for murdering three women in the 1980s. 2 years ago, he confessed to killing 93 people, most of them in Florida and Southern California. Prison officials say Little suffered from diabetes and heart problems. Cause of death is pending an autopsy. The NBA has introduced its first female head coach.
This is how history began last night in San Antonio.
He got kicked out. Huh? See you later.
San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich was kicked out.
I think he was that upset.
Ooh. And when that took place, his replacement.
There's Becky Hammon will be the head coach from here out.
It was an NBA first.
Honestly, I was just trying to win the game. I try not to think about the huge picture and the huge aspect of it.
The Spurs did not win, but it was a breakthrough moment. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
It'll be a rare treat for New York football fans. The Buffalo Bills will allow 6,700 fans, about 10% capacity, to watch a home playoff game in person in January. State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker.
Once inside the stadium, fans will be required to wear a mask at all times and adhere to the strict social distancing protocols. Fans who refuse to comply with these protocols will be removed from the stadium.
There will be no tailgating allowed. Most seats will go to season ticket holders. A heads up for dog owners. The FDA says Midwestern Pet is recalling its Sports Mix dry dog food over lethal levels of a toxin produced by mold. It's been linked to the deaths of at least 28 animals. A vast ecosystem in the Southeast may be making a comeback.
Landowners, nonprofits, and government agencies are working in nine coastal states from Texas to Virginia to bring back longleaf pines. 300 years ago, much of what is now the southern United States was covered with savannas anchored by the lofty trees. By the early 1900s, less than 3% of America's longleaf pines remained because of logging, clear-cutting for farms, and development. The trees are named for foot-long needles prized by Native Americans for weaving baskets. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
They're not as flashy as the Wienermobile.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
But in Bulgaria, they used hot dog trucks with police escorts to deliver the first batch of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccines. It spawned a wave of online memes. One includes a picture of hot dogs stamped with the Pfizer logo. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, December 31st. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way.
Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.